Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from John chapter 17. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the Son of Destruction, that the Scripture might be fulfilled. This is the text. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. In recent days, I've been reminded of an old proverb which says, a road is a place on which you journey. It is not a destination. Especially as the school year is winding down and many significant changes and moves are happening all around us, certainly for the graduating seniors, but even for us, with the 75th anniversary of our Redeemer, you could even say with the new roof and the other work that's going on around here, or it's the changes and milestones within your own families, we are, all of us, but really, especially the graduates, and talking to some of the parents of graduates, this time of year, we've been bombarded, and you will continue to be bombarded with these road of life metaphors. This last week, just listening to music, you hear these lines even in lyrics of songs. I'm not a big fan of a road of life metaphors. As the proverb says, a road is a place on which you journey. It is not a destination. The journey we are on is the road to life, not of life. Especially for those graduating in the coming days, you will be congratulated numerous times for having really accomplished something. And you have, no doubt about it. But the truth is that the changes, the accomplishments, the milestones in our lives are just part of the road. Now, this doesn't mean that we should not enjoy and appreciate the journey. You can ask my daughters. One of my favorite sayings is, enjoy the journey. I believe my family has grown weary of me saying that to them. And as children of God, there is much to enjoy. We began our journey at the font. God placed each of us on the path of His choosing, and His word has been a lamp to our feet and a light to our path ever since. These are the promises we have concerning our journey. But the path, the road, is not the destination. There is a goal. There is an end. There is a fulfillment to God's plan. And the road and the end of the road are all God's choosing. And we come before Him, and Christ our Lord has taught us to pray, Thy will be done. And we're supposed to mean it when we say, Thy will be done. Not my will, His will. And as we experience these changes in life, or even bumps in the road, some of the changes in life we like, some of them we grumble about. When we look at whether it's the changing things that are happening, or whether it's the accomplishments, or even the milestones that we record, they're just part of God's plan, His will, to get you to the destination. And He has done all the work. He has made all the arrangements. It's like what we see with Matthias, who was chosen to replace Judas Iscariot as one of the 12. Now, Matthias is remembered and honored by the church as an apostle of Jesus. What is it that Matthias did to deserve this honor and position? He didn't do anything. He was one of the believers who Christ called early in His ministry. He was there from the baptism of John to Christ's ascension into heaven. Now, we can certainly make the argument that Matthias did do something in that he remained faithful when others fell away, you know, namely Judas, or you could even say the disciples mentioned in John chapter 6 who shied away after Jesus said, "My flesh is real food, my blood is real drink," and they said, "We're not going to follow anymore." So we can say Matthias did something in that he did remain faithful, and remaining in faith is certainly an important something. But we hear how all of this was really accomplished in Jesus' words to his disciples there in the upper room. Christ prays. He says, "While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled." He has kept Matthias and the 12 and you in his name. The disciples' faithfulness, Matthias's faithfulness, your faithfulness, my faithfulness, is a result of God's work and God's protection. As I said last week, every good thing that I have has come from outside of me, be it through baptism, God's word, Christ's body and blood. Apart from that, I am totally corrupt. In baptism, we were given God's name. And we have been kept in that name. Within the protection of his church, Christ has guarded us. We have now become witnesses of the resurrection, witnesses along with the 12, bearing witness to this world that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. It is the only hope for this world. And as we travel down this road to life, because the resurrection, the empty tomb, that's where we want to be. As we travel down this road, sharing that journey with our brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a lot like being on an extended family vacation. We have a destination that is the goal, but along the way, there's a lot of, you know, are we there yet moments that we share with one another. And the cliched comparisons are endless. But, you know, we look at our journey and our brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, are just like our brothers and sisters in the backseat of the car. They can be a source of joy and entertainment. They can also be a source of frustration. You know, she's touching me. She's looking at me. As we journey through this life, just like in the journey on our family vacation, grace and sin abound. And just like dealing with those annoying looks from our siblings there in the backseat of the car, we within the church are called to be gracious, not easily angered, patient, forgiving. Our Father is guiding us along the appointed path, ensuring that we will reach our destination in the time of His choosing. The thing is about our journey within the church is that, as Jesus says, the world will hate you because the world hated Christ first. The road to life is not an easy journey. It is the narrow path, as Jesus describes it. The good thing with our Father in heaven is that we know He is patient, slow to anger, forgiving. He is abounding in steadfast love, as Scripture says. And He desires for each of you to be there at the end of the road, to reach that goal. But along the way, He does discipline us. We as His children do not just get to do what we want whenever we want. And this is good. It's good for our neighbors. You know? We don't want, as we're traveling along on our family vacation, the children in the back seat to just do whatever they want, whenever they want. I mean, could you imagine being on a journey where the kids get to make all the decisions and set all the guidelines? Understand that when we look at our Father's will, his law, it's good for us. It's good for everyone. And it ultimately is good. And we continue on our road to life under his gracious will, with his guidance, with his word there lighting the way. So as we continue this journey, remember to enjoy the journey, but also remember that the road is a place on which you journey. It is not the destination. There is a greater destination in God's plan. It is the empty tomb. That is ultimately where we all want to be. Or in this case, not be. The empty tomb is our future. And we will leave it behind just as Christ did. Because it is the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. That's the end of the road. That's the goal that we as God's people share. It's the reason that we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Because together on the last day, we will be empty from the tomb, or the tomb will be empty, and we will finally complete the journey that God intends, where soul and body are joined for all eternity. That is why we come together. That is the only goal we have, knowing that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, and so will you one day. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.